On a hilltop near Mingo, more than 200 Iowans are buried at Sam's Cemetery. The earliest grave is a three-month-old child who died in 1855. Times were tough for early settlers. Dozens of children are resting here. Eight Civil War soldiers are among the veterans, a murder victim, and John Sams, who started the cemetery. He died of measles.
The legend is that if you hear the wind chimes, it's the voices of angels, and if you are very still, you can hear your loved ones.
Bob Gannon was raised on a farm a half mile away. His folks and a younger brother already hold honorary positions in the family plot, and Bob's own grave marker is waiting here too. The most unique aspect of Sam's Cemetery is the outline. From the air, you can clearly see the shape of Iowa. On the ground, you can walk along the border.
We're up in Decorah right now. This would be the Mississippi River we're coming along here.
Pioneer cemeteries across Iowa are being resurrected after generations of neglect, thanks to the Pioneer Cemetery Law passed 20 years ago. It grants counties authority to repair and maintain some of the state's forgotten graveyards. In Tama County, the job is practically done. 28 cemeteries have been fixed up and fenced in. Joyce Weiss heads the county's Pioneer Cemetery Commission.
You go to cemeteries today, and some of the big ones, you know, and they're well-kept, mowed, everything done real good. But the ones that actually made it so they could be here today, they just ignore. To me, it's disrespect.
Sam's is Iowa's newest Pioneer Cemetery, and a public celebration is planned for September to include the mass installation of wind chimes donated by an artist colony in California. The bells will toll for the 60 children who died under the age of 10. On a gusty day last month, Gannon previewed some of the chimes that will be suspended from tree branches and shepherd's hooks.
There's a lot of children today that have never even been to a funeral, let alone a cemetery, and that's kind of shocking in a way. And these people cut the ground and came here so that we now have these freedoms and joys to be here. This is our history. As you can see, this one is made up of little bitty bells.
Possession of this ancient land is in dispute, blurred by the years since before statehood when Old Man Sams acquired it. Gannon later purchased the surrounding property and claims the sacred ground today. But the Jasper County attorney disagrees. A lawsuit will determine ownership. Steve Story is with the State Association for the Preservation of Iowa Cemeteries.
It just became a pioneer cemetery legally this last February. That's done. But we knew there was some disheartening between two sides, and that's what has happened. And so I'm not sure what's going to take place next.
Organizers are promoting a picnic program and entertainment to honor the Civil War patriots and all the children buried at Sam's Cemetery. It's unclear if the Jubilee is in legal jeopardy, but Bob Gannon, himself a Vietnam veteran, is undeterred and likes to quote Benjamin Franklin, "Show me your cemeteries and I'll tell you what kind of people you have." In Jasper County, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.